The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. And if you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
We hear about the Transfiguration this morning. Now, I have always approached this passage as relating to the mountaintop experience of Peter, James, and John to our own experience. They go up the mountain, behold all the glory and majesty of the Lord. We gather here every week and behold the glory and majesty of our Lord, just like them. They were so excited when they were up there. Peter didn't know what to do. He was just bumbling around. Lord, let's make some tents. But Jesus wouldn't let them stay there. Almost as if he said, Come on, guys. We can't remain. There's more work to be done. We have to go down the mountain. Almost as if he's saying to us, Here. This is to encourage you, to bolster you, to keep you going, but can't stay here. There's more work to be done outside of those doors. See, the wholeness of discipleship is not just being with the Lord, it's also sharing the Lord with others, putting our experience into action. Now, I still see that, but this year with Matthew's gospel, I noticed something different. I noticed the fear factor. Did you catch it? They were afraid and fell prostrate. I think that's another thing that we share with Peter, James, and John, the fear factor. Were they terrified? Because it was finally dawning on them just what following Jesus means? Were they afraid because they realized the cost of discipleship? Are we reluctant disciples because of fear of what discipleship may mean for all of us? Standing out from the crowd? Messing it all up? Making mistakes? Being labeled a hypocrite? A lot of things, fear, in many ways, can keep us from being a wholehearted disciple. But notice, he touched them. He said, Rise and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, all they saw was Jesus, and there was nothing to fear. He went down the mountain with them. Here, He touches us. Anytime the body of Christ gathers together, He touches us. Every time we celebrate Eucharist, He touches us. And that makes all the difference in the world. There's nothing to fear. He goes down the mountain with us. He goes through those doors with us. Now, this Lent, a different Lent, push for the entire parish community to take a look at our discipleship and examine how each of us can be more intentional disciples. I love that term from Pope Francis, intentional disciples, full, active, conscious participation in our discipleship. We're having a stewardship drive, empowering joyful disciples. Now, what is a good steward? A good steward is one who receives God's gifts gratefully, nurtures those gifts, tends to them responsibly, shares those gifts with others in love, and returns them in abundance to God. Now, I know, most people hear stewardship and they think money. That's not this. Yes, our resources, our money is an aspect of stewardship, but it's not the totality of who we are, not the totality of our discipleship. Everything about us is gift from God. Each one here is unique in their gifts. Everyone is unique in skills and abilities, our talents and opportunities, our time and our energy, our gift. Our very discipleship is gift from God, and we're called to use them and share them with others, both here within our community and outside our boundaries. And so I'm asking all of us to examine how we are living out and exercising our discipleship. How are we nurturing and sharing our gifts from God? How are we actively, not passively, following the Lord? Now, this coming week, you'll receive a mailing from me. A nice brochure highlighting all the different ministries and activities in the parish. Please read it through. See where God is pushing or prodding or tugging you, because God is always calling us to something. God is always calling us to more. There'll be a commitment card included as well. And so please take a look at it. Pray. Discern about what our financial support of the parish is, as well as our support with our gifts, abilities, talents. This is not a money grab. Don't look at it as a money grab. This is an opportunity for all of us to participate and be active, conscious disciples, to really examine who we are, what we are about, and how we can faithfully follow the Lord. We'll be hearing more about it next week. We'll have the commitment cards. 2 weeks from now, we'll have Ministry Sunday, the chance to check out all the different ministries and groups, ask questions, see what they're about. Maybe something resonates with you. You say, yeah, I think God is calling me to that. And so over the next few weeks, pray, discern, share with God what our discipleship means, what it's going to look like, communally and individually. Be brave. Be bold. Do not be afraid. Be a disciple.